What then is the master man, the divine worker, the open channel of the universal will to do when he finds the world spirit turned towards some immense catastrophe, figure before his eyes as Time the Destroyer, arisen and increased for the destruction of the nations, and himself put there in the forefront, whether as a fighter with physical weapons or a leader and guide or inspirer of men, as he cannot fail to be by the very force of his nature and the power within him, to abstain, to sit silent, to protest by non-intervention. But abstention will not help, will not prevent the fulfillment of the destroying will, but rather by the lacuna it creates, increase the confusion. Even without thee, cries the Godhead, my will of destruction would still be accomplished. Rite Pitvam. If Arjuna were to abstain, or even if the battle of Kurukshetra were not to be fought, that evasion would only prolong and make worse the inevitable confusion, disorder, ruin that are coming. For these things are no accident, but an inevitable seed that has been sown and a harvest that must be reaped. Those who have sown the wind must reap the whirlwind. Nor indeed will his own nature allow him any real abstention. This the teacher tells Arjuna at the close. That which in thy egoism thou thinkest saying, I will not fight, vain is thy resolve. Nature shall yoke thee to thy work. Bound by thy own action, which is born of the law of thy being, what from delusion thou desirest not to do, that thou shalt do even perforce. Then, to give another turn, to use some kind of soul force, spiritual method and power, not physical weapons, but that is only another form of the same action. The destruction will still take place, and the turn given to will also be not what the individual ego, but what the world spirit wills. Even the force of destruction may feed on this new power, may get a more formidable impetus, and Kali arise, filling the world with a more terrible sound of her laughters. No real peace can be till the heart of man deserves peace. The law of Vishnu cannot prevail till the debt to Rudra is paid. To turn aside then and preach to a still unrevolved mankind the law of love and oneness? Teachers of the law of love and oneness there must be, for by that must come the ultimate salvation. But not till the time spirit in man is ready can the inner and ultimate prevail over the outer and immediate reality. Christ and Buddha have come and gone, but it is Rudra who still holds the world in the hollow of his hand. And meanwhile, the fierce forward labor of mankind, tormented and oppressed by the powers that are profiteers of egoistic force and their servants, cries for the sword of the hero of the struggle and the word of his prophet. The highest way appointed for him is to carry out the will of God without egoism, as the human occasion, an instrument of that which he sees to be decreed, with the constant supporting memory of the Godhead in himself and man, Mam Anusmaran, and in whatever ways are appointed for him by the Lord of his nature, Nimitta Matram Bhava Savyasachin. He will not cherish personal enmity, anger, hatred, egoistic desire and passion, will not hasten towards strife or lust after violence and destruction like the fierce asura, but he will do his work, loka sangrahaya. Beyond the action, he will look towards that to which it leads, that for which he is warring. For God, the time spirit, does not destroy for the sake of destruction, but to make the ways clear in the cyclic process for a greater rule and a progressing manifestation. Rajyam samriddham. He will accept in his deeper sense, which the superficial mind does not see, the greatness of the struggle, the glory of the victory, if need be, the glory of the victory which comes masked as defeat, and lead man too in the enjoyment of his opulent kingdom. Not appalled by the face of the destroyer, he will see within it the eternal spirit, imperishable in all these perishing bodies, and behind it the face of the charioteer, the leader of man, the friend of all creatures. This formidable world form, once seen and acknowledged, it is to that reassuring truth that the rest of the chapter is directed. It discloses in the end a more intimate face and body of the Eternal. So this is this 11th chapter, and next time we can go to the 12th chapter.